The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Lazy Dog Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Chile, Baja California, France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest artists are here, and they're ready to taste some wine, which they're pouring as we speak, and some food pairings coming from the kitchen. My guest tonight is the Lazy Dog Restaurant. We love Lazy Dog Restaurant here. And incidentally, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. Believe it or not, there's going to be 17 Lazy Dog restaurants around the country, I think this year or sometime next year. There'll be a total of 17. That's incredible. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We need you to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour and Wine Radio Broadcast is distributed in all states, all 50 states, that is, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio. And we're also available on internet systems around the globe, and we're available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Listen to this. Wine is sunlight held together by water. Think about it. I think that's true. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Lazy Dog Restaurant. The Sims family own Lazy Dog. They've been in the business now roughly around 20 years. Three generations have been involved in the restaurant, and it's expanding. And like I mentioned a little bit ago, they're going to be moving from not only the Rocky Mountains where they started, they're going to be moving all around the country with a total of 17 restaurants. I don't know. I think they have three or four now, so they're building a lot of. All you contractors, get a hold of them. Maybe you can get a job building a restaurant for them or something. That's a pretty cool thing. I have a special guest tonight. I haven't told you yet, but we are featuring Robert Hall Winery from Paso Robles, California, one of our favorite areas. And if you don't know about Paso Robles, basically it's, I guess, around halfway between the Santa Barbara area in California and the San Francisco Bay area in California. So halfway down, if you know where the Hearst Castle is, just about 35 miles east of the Hearst Castle, is a town called Paso Robles. It's a beautiful area, wonderful with wines. There's over 108 or 110 wineries in that particular area. And tonight we have a specialty of the Robert Hall wines. And we have on the phone, and my special guest for a few minutes, is Don Brady. He's the winemaker for Robert Hall Winery. Are you there, Don?
I'm here, Les. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good. Glad you could make it. I know you're a busy guy, and I won't hold you up too long. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got in the wine business.
Les, I'm from Texas, and I kind of grew up watching the Texas wine industry be reborn. and then we moved to California about 20 years ago.
Well, California's a great place for wine, isn't it?
It is.
So
it is.
I think... Okay. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about the winery, that Robert Hall Winery, because it's a great thing. People should know more about it, but we've got to go to a break. So if you'll hang on, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here from Lazy Dog Restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada.
The the smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more. We're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're talking with winemaker Don Brady. He's an award winner and been in the business over 20 years. And he's had enough time to come over and talk a little bit to us tonight. Don, thank you very much for being here again. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got in the business. I know you said you grew up in the Texas area, and then you moved to California. What actually happened there that got you to be a winemaker?
Well, my family ranched, and I grew up watching a vineyard that was planted by the University of Texas and a large winery that was constructed. So I went to work for those guys and and saw the Texas industry grow, and then we moved to Paso and saw the same kind of thing. When we moved to Paso, there were about 36 wineries here, and now there's over 300 left.
How do you feel about Paso? It's a very nice area, is it not? Do you like living there?
Yeah, we love it. We love it. When we moved to
We refer to it as Paso. We refer to it affectionately as Paso, as opposed to Paso Robles. And those that don't know any better, call it Paso Robles. It is not Paso Robles. It is Paso Robles, folks.
Paso Robles, like Barney Rubble.
That's an important thing to remember. I mentioned earlier there's 108 or so wineries in that particular area. And one of the reasons is the soil condition, what we call terroir, is such a good area for growing grapes to make wines. And when you have that many wineries around, you know darn good and well it must be good. They don't just put wineries anywhere. They put them where they're going to be able to get the best product for the least amount of work, so to speak. The good thing about Paso Robles is the weather. I have to, and correct me if you don't agree with me, but I have to say that Paso Robles weather is very similar to Las Vegas. It's pretty warm, it's pretty dry, and it's very friendly. And that's the way it is in Paso Robles. The weather is pretty warm in the summertime. It doesn't have a real cold winter, no snow or any of that sort of thing, as far as I know. And there are just an awful lot of people that love to be out in the sunshine. And Paso Robles is a very good place to do that if you're not in Las Vegas. Tell us a little bit about how Don Brady makes wine for the winery that you're working for now, the Robert Hall Winery.
So Robert Hall Winery is has a certain amount of vertical integration. We grow grapes. We have about 200 acres of vineyards that we farm. And
wow.
Then we've been making wine in Paso Robles and kind of grown up with the region. And so we're working with either our own vineyards or vineyards that we buy grapes from, but they're known quantities. And the great thing about that Paso weather, we're very warm, as you are in the day, but we lose about 50 degrees every night. And so a lot of people
aren't aware that there are a number of vineyards around the country where they just grow the grapes. They do not make wine with them. They sell their grapes to wineries. And when a winery finds a vineyard that they like the grapes, the quality and the way they're handled and so on, they become friends. And it turns out they sign contracts with each other, sometimes for as many as 20 years, where they buy all of their grapes each and every year. And it works out really, really well for everybody concerned. So you could be a farmer, if you will, a grape farmer, and grow all kinds of different varietals, or maybe all of your varietals. You may just use one varietal. That'd be up to you. But you could find a winery that would buy your grapes. You'd be a happy camper. And the winery loves to find more product. You know, it's very expensive to buy vineyards. They're not cheap at all. I don't care whether you're in California or where you are. They're not inexpensive. So if you're a winemaker or a winery, you need to have a bundle of money so that you can get some product. And, of course, you can't make wine without grapes. So one kind of hands on the other. So there's a lot of people that grow the grapes, and then there's a number of wineries. I mentioned about 108. I think that's a pretty good number. Do you not agree with that, Don?
Les, it's about 300 right now.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's
amazing how this area has grown.
Well, you know, the funny thing is when we claim a winery, you have to know that the federal government authorizes people to make wine. In other words, you have a license to grow grapes and or to buy grapes to make wines. So when we call yourself a winery, you have a license to do that. You can't just, you know, have a few acres out back and say you're a winemaker, because you're really not, unless you're working for a licensed or bonded winery. Very important thing to keep in mind, but it just makes it a little more protection for you and I, the consumer. And the wines that they make in the Paso Robles area are absolutely wonderful. Now, Don has put together some Syrah, a little Grenache, and a little Cinsault, some Mouvedre grapes, and made what he calls rosé. Could you tell us a little bit about your rosé? It is outstanding, I might add.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The rosé, the color in the wine comes from the Syrah, and the other, basically the fruit, or a good bit of the fruit element comes from the Grenache, Mourvèdre, Cinsault, and those all in. Rosé is a great product, and it's great for drinking on our warm days, like it would be there.
Yeah. You know, we talk all the time about the percentage of alcohol, and one of the things that we like is fairly low alcohol, somewhere around anywhere from 12 to 16%, because it's not because of the alcohol per se, it's because the higher the alcohol percentage, the less it pairs well with food. In this particular case, Don's Rosé, a 2017 Robert Hall Paso Robles Rosé, is about $14 retail, but it's only 13% alcohol. Folks, that means it loves to be paired with food. And, of course, here at Lazy Dog, we've got some food paired with it, which is coming out shortly. And let me just tell you what it's going to be. They have a crispy, sweet, and spicy shrimp with a little bit of crispy green beans. And with that on the same plate is house-marinated blackened chicken with spicy tapatio crema. That sounds pretty good. You take that with a little sip of rosé, and I think you're going to be a happy camper. That's the way it works here on Wines du Jour. We try to give you about what we would refer to affectionately as 3 to 5 bites of food to pair with each of the three wines that we feature each and every week. And incidentally, in 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating Wines du Jour 17 years every Thursday for 17 years. That is, that's a record, no doubt about it. And before we go any further, I want to continue talking with Don, but before we do, I want to mention something that's very, very important, and that is a personal friend of mine, and everybody loves this guy. He comes to our show a lot. He's been around for quite a while. Well, 75 years. He had a birthday yesterday, and I want to say again, happy birthday to Dennis Brewer. Okay. The second wine that we have tonight, Don, I don't know if you're familiar with what we do have, but we have your Zinfandel, 2015 Zinfandel, and it is a 15.0% alcohol percentage. That's not very bad at all. Very nice, very tasty, and food-friendly. And I can tell you the food is going to be very good. You're going to like that. They have a little bit of flatbread with chicken and some chili drop peppers, they call them, and a little flat iron steak along with roasted red peppers and blue cheese crumbles is number two. I don't want to get too far ahead because we haven't had the first one yet, but I just wanted to let you know what's coming up. It's really very, very good. Lazy Dog has been around for a number of years. When they built this particular center that it's located in on the south part of the strip, it's called Town Center. It is one of the first buildings that they had. It's a freestanding building. I don't know what the actual size square foot is, but I'm going to guess it's around 50,000 square feet. That's what I think. I stand corrected if I'm wrong, but 50,000 square foot for a restaurant is not too shabby, and they have wonderful chefs in the kitchen. In fact, they have two chefs in the kitchen that is responsible for putting the food together to pair with our wines here on Wines du Jour tonight, and that's Christian Cabrera. He's the head chef, and his assistant is Noe Guzman. Now, I said no, not Joe. N-O-E, Noe is his first name, Noe Guzman. And they both cook like crazy. The food is good. The presentation is always good. Everything's clean and very, very tasty and going to pair very, very well with our wines. And as I said earlier, our first wine is the Robert Hall Rosé. And in case you don't know too much about rosé, it's generally a blend of different varietals. And they typically take the wine and crush the grapes. I should say, not that they take the wine. They crush the grapes, and the juice they put into a situation where it's going to pick up some color. The color from the skins is where the color for wine comes from, the skins, in case you didn't know that. So they squeeze the juice out of the grape, and then they throw the meat and the skins into the juice, and let it macerate, as they call it, for a given period of time. And in this case, for this rosé, maybe 7-10 days, something of that nature, depending on the color that the winemaker is looking to end up with. And the color is part of the taste, as you probably know. So the deeper the color, the more dominant the taste. So we have a really nice, flavorful rosé here with a nice pink color, if you will. It's very refreshing. It has nice acidity to it, not too heavy. And on the palate is kind of sparse. It's hinting with a little bit of sour raspberry and pomegranate, if you will, in the flavor. So I think you're going to like that. Everybody here has got a big smile on their face. They're looking at the empty bottle to find out where they have to go to buy it. And you can buy this wine literally in any store across the country. It retails for about $14. Again, it's 13% alcohol, and it's the 2017 Robert Hall Wines, if that makes sense. So, Don, we're talking with Don Brady. Don, could you tell me a little bit about what you've got coming up in the future? I know we talked about the rosé. I mentioned Zinfandel, which is our second wine, and I'll just throw it out for the sake of discussion. Our third wine tonight is Cabernet Sauvignon. So how many different varietals do you work with here in the California area?
We work with probably 16 or 7 different varieties. Our main line items in the market, we have seven different products. We also make a line of smaller offerings that we have available in the tasting room. That's where those other varieties might go. One of the neat things about Paso is the diversity that we have here. It's an amazing area with cool areas and warm areas, and we can do so much with so many of these different varieties.
Well, you know, we not only call it the terroir as being almost perfect for growing grapes to make wine in the Paso Robles area, but also temperature. It's not 80 and 90 degrees. It's more like 100, 105, which sounds like uh-oh. But when you're growing the type of grapes that used for making Cabernet Sauvignon and so on, you need a little bit extra heat. That gives the skins a little more thickness, which gives them a little more flavor. Got to go to a break. Thank you very much, Don. I won't bother you anymore. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't-miss specials? Then it's time to check in. Relax. Rejuvenate. And allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer. All on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-470-4125. 800-470-4125. 800-470-4125. That's 800-470-4125.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer. You listen to me every week on the Sports Lounge. Well, I'm here to tell you my good friend and co-host, Michael Horn, is making his wine knowledge and his incredible industry contacts available to you. Mike will educate you in the world of wines. He will stock your wine cellar, wine refrigerator, or wine rack with one-of-a-kind wines. Also, as a lover of a great glass of port, I will share with you my experiences in finding the cigars that fit your palate. I will help you stock your humidor with great cigars that reflect your growing taste and the very best smokes for your budget. Mike and I can set up a once-in-a-lifetime wine dinner, and I can host a sports cigar party. Call us today at 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines and cigars of your lifetime.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Lazy Dog Restaurant. That's in Town Square on the south end of the Strip here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you haven't been here, kind of put it down on a will do. If you live in Las Vegas, I'm sure you already know that Lazy Dog sits in the town square, and it's pretty easy to find. Plenty of parking, a very friendly place for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. Great place to know about. And not only is it good service and great food, but the prices are very reasonable as well. And that's an important thing to know when you go to a restaurant. If the food's good, sometimes the prices are pretty good too, if you know what I mean. So it's not that way here. It's very reasonable and very good quality food, and that's very important. And tonight, we're just finishing up with wine number one, which is the 2017 Robert Hall Paso Robles, California, Rosé. And Rosé is a blend of several different varietals here. I'll mention them one more time. I know I did it already, but I won't bother you with too much. A little bit of Syrah, some Grenache, some Cinsault, a little Mourvèdre, and Niçois. Those are the different varietals that are blended together to make this rosé. And I happen to know that Don Brady, who is the winemaker we were talking to a little bit earlier, I happen to know that he macerated all these juices for about 7 or 8 days and then blended them together. And that's the way he made this particular rosé. And it has a nice body to it. It's not heavy duty, but it's very, very flavorful. And the thing I like about it, too, is that it's very reasonably priced. $14 for a bottle of this is not too shabby, and is very, very food friendly. Okay, it's time to go on now to wine number two, which, as I mentioned a little bit earlier as well, is a 2015 Robert Hall, Paso Robles, California, Zinfandel. Now, Zinfandel is a very popular grape in the West. It's not real big in other parts of the world, believe it or not, although they are growing the grapes and making Zinfandel in Europe and so on. But mostly they come to California to get the Zinfandel in a bottle already and take it to their home, wherever that might be. The good part is this Zinfandel has great flavor. In fact, hardly ever is Zinfandel 100% in the bottle, if you know what I'm saying. So what they do is they take a little bit of something else, and in the case here tonight, they took a little Syrah and blended it with the Zinfandel. And all that does is put a little bit of body to the Zinfandel and gives it just a slight different taste. It's only 8%, so it can't be too definite. So it's 92% of the Zinfandel, and the rest of it is simply Syrah. Very tasty, very good, very food-friendly. And I think what we have here, if you'll get a chance to taste it as soon as they pour it, it's very well-balanced, and that's something that's very important when it comes to food and wine. And when we talk about wine, I always say, and I hope you agree with me, that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration from casual gatherings to formal affairs. Wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and enjoy a nice glass of Zinfandel. You'll enjoy it. And I have to tell you, it doesn't have to be chilled too much, and it can easily be something that's set out on the counter, if you will, for a couple hours after you take it out of the refrigerator and have the very best flavor. If it's too cold, you lose a lot of flavor. That's why we don't like to drink wine straight out of the refrigerator, because in case you don't know it, your refrigerator is about 39 degrees, and that means if the wine has been in there for a couple days or more, it's 39 degrees as well. And if you take it out of the refrigerator, pull the cork, put it in the glass and take a sip, you're just going to taste something cold. You don't really have the flavor and taste of the wine like you deserve, let's put it that way. So what you need to do is, after you take it out of the refrigerator, is to let it sit on the counter or somewhere where you can wait for it to warm up. Maybe 30 minutes minimum, hour and a half probably maximum. And that way, especially if it's a red wine. If it's a white wine, you want it a little bit cooler. So maybe 30 to 45 minutes is about a good thing. And so that's the way I would suggest that you handle your wines, if you're, in fact, cooling them in the refrigerator. Now, if you have a wine cellar, that's a whole different story. We like to think there's two different numbers that we like to use in wine cellars as far as temperature is concerned. And for white wines, if you have white wines in your cellar, we like it to be a little bit cooler, and we probably keep it around 38 to 42 degrees. A little bit cool. If you have red wine, we probably would suggest anywhere from 46 to 50 degrees in temperature. Now, if you have both white wine and red wine, it kind of is going to have to be a little bit of game on when you take it out of the refrigerator to warm up. The white wines you're going to take out a little bit quicker, and the red wines you're going to allow to sit around for a while before you actually open them. Got to go to a break.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. What happened to summer? You turn around and it's gone. So what do you do? Solution. Either stop turning around or head on over to Columbo's and enjoy the most delicious steaks imaginable. Seafood that brings awe and wonderment to your happy little taste buds. Columbo family Italian recipe so special, they're kept under lock and key at an undisclosed and secure location. Jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, but I will. Enjoy the summer and head on over to Columbo's Italian Steakhouse. Good time central. Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Welcome back to Wines Ashore. We're about to taste, I think, one of the best Zinfandels around. This is a beautiful 2015 Robert Hall, that's from Paso Robles, California, Zinfandel. And it's 92% straight Zinfandel with 8% Syrah blended in it. And it is absolutely outstanding. Now, the chef, who knows that this is a pretty good wine, has come up with a good combination to serve along with it as a blend. We have baked barbecue crisp flatbread with chicken and what they call, you probably are going to laugh, but the name of this pepper is called Sweetie Drop pepper. I'd like a dozen sweetie drop peppers, please. But you'll taste it and you'll say, wow, this is pretty cool. In addition to that, we have a little flat iron steak with roasted red bell pepper along with a little bit of blue cheese crumbles. Now, wait a minute. How can you go wrong with that? You're going to have a nice red wine, and this Zinfandel is beautiful. And with that, then, we have these two different choices to go along with the wine. And I have to tell you, they pair very, very well. Flatbread with chicken and sweetie drop peppers, and a little flat iron steak with roasted red peppers and a little blue cheese. It is really very, very good. And I have to tell you, that along with this Zinfandel is great. You could just taste this Zinfandel by itself, folks, before you start eating your food, or, you know, in between. Just taste it solo, if you will. And I think you're going to find this is a very, very tasty Zinfandel wine. Now, all Zinfandels are not the greatest in taste. I have to say that because it's true. But this particular one is exemplary. It is very tasty, and it is very, very reasonably priced. A bottle of this Zinfandel is, believe it or not, $18. Not $25 or $30, but $18. It is well worth it. It's very, very tasty and goes real well with the flat iron steak and the chicken at the same time. So let's enjoy that. Make sure that we taste the wine by itself as well as with the food. And one of the things that I recommend is that I hope you do at home already, and that is to have a little glass or two of wine with your dinner meal. Now, you know, the medical profession all around the world now finally agrees about the same thing, and that is that everybody, as long as you don't have any medical problems with wine, make sure that you have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal every day. You know, most people thought for years that wine was a Friday or Saturday night thing, along with the gin and the vodka and the tequila and so on, and really it is not. And my theory is wine is food, and that's the way I'd like to see you treat it. In fact, if you're going to put two or three different items on the table for dinner, one of those items should be wine. I mean, we're not talking about gallons or bottles. We're talking about one or two glasses of wine. And I need to mention, because people ask all the time, okay, you say a glass of wine, how big is a glass of wine? Well, if you want to measure it, it could be as big as your arms. But actually, if we're talking about wine and the actual volume, we're talking about roughly five and a half ounces of wine. Now, let's kind of break it down as to how you can come up with that and find out you're right at without having some kind of a measuring tool. First of all, a bottle of wine is 25.4 ounces of wine. I know you don't know that because it says 750 milliliters, and we don't have a clue in America what a milliliter is, so I'm just trying to convert it for you so you know. It's 25.4 ounces of wine. Okay, so now if you take one-fifth of that, we're talking about roughly 5 ounces. And if you have 5 ounces of wine, you're going to get 5 glasses of wine per bottle. So now you know the magic. How many glasses of wine per bottle? Roughly 5. How many ounces of wine per glass? Roughly 5. There you go. It's simple math, and it's very tasty, and boy, you've got enough to pair with almost any food. And tonight, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll say this one more time because it really tastes good, this is a Zinfandel that we're tasting right at the moment. It is a 2015 Robert Hall Zinfandel from Paso Robles, and it is a baked crisp flatbread chicken with some sweetie drop peppers. Or you have a choice. There's two different things on your plate. Flat iron steak, who doesn't like that, with roasted red peppers and a little blue cheese crumbles. That, along with the taste of this Zinfandel, have to be a very, very nice pairing. And not very expensive to do. Something you could do at home without a problem. Now that you've seen it and tasted it, now you can do it, duplicate it, if you will, at home anytime you're in the mood, right? Of course. Lazy Dog Restaurant is a great place to come visit. I mentioned to you earlier that they're about to have 17 restaurants that they're building all across the country. So in your neighborhood, wherever it might be, make sure that you keep your eye out for a restaurant called Lazy Dog. You know, everybody talks about that because the name is kind of unique, Lazy Dog. But you know what? You can bring your Lazy Dog here. They have areas where you can have your food and bring your dog without a problem. So it's not just a name. There's some behind the scenes, so to speak, that goes along with it if you're an animal lover. But you don't have to have a dog to come here. You can come here for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. And the prices are right, as I mentioned earlier. And the food is done very, very well. I have to tell you, I like this restaurant. It's not too far from where I live. And I come over here quite often. I hope you do too. And we love having the show here.
Have you purchased a wine refrigerator or put a wine cellar in your home? Maybe you have a new wine rack. Great news, but what wines will you buy to stock your wine rack? Let me, Michael Horn, help. I'll find the wines for your wine cellar with your taste in mind. We'll determine what varietals, Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, what types of wine, California, French, Italian, you like. We'll find you one-of-a-kind wines from all of our friends we interview daily on the What's Cooking Show and the What's Cooking on Wine Show. On a budget, we'll find you the best affordable wines. Want hard-to-get library wines? We can source those for you, too. And if you need cigars, let L.A. Rams sports legend and iconic actor Fred Dreyer make your selections. Hey, we can even host a wine dinner for you or set up a sports cigar party with Fred. Call me, Michael Horn, at the What's Cookin' Today Show. Call 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines of your lifetime.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're tasting this beautiful 2015 Paso Robles Robert Hall brand Zinfandel, and it's really good. I mentioned to you a little bit earlier that the blend is 92% Zinfandel and 8% Petit Sirah, and the important part, I guess, is that it's about 15% alcohol. Now, 15% is not the limit as far as the maximum. We're talking anywhere from 12 to 16% is where the wine and percentage of alcohol and food get together very well. If the percentage of alcohol gets above 16%, it becomes pretty difficult to pair it with some food. doesn't mean it doesn't taste good or any of that sort of thing. It just has to do with pairing of food and wine. And alcohol and food, frankly, don't like each other that well. So the more potent the alcohol is, the less pungent it is with food. So if you can kind of keep that in mind. When you go to your local retail store and you take a look at some wines, or you ask someone in the store to recommend a wine that you're going to have for dinner or a special occasion, make sure that you tell them ahead of time, if you can, 2 or 3 days or more, and give them a chance to take a look and give you a choice of maybe 3 or 4 different bottles. In other words, what I suggest you do is say, look, I'm going to have some folks over. I'm serving a pot roast, and I'd like to have a nice wine to go along with that pot roast that's in around the $20 to $25 range. That would be the way I would suggest. And then that person is going to suggest usually 3 different wines for you to choose from, talking about the percentage of alcohol, talk a little bit about the varietal, and talk a little bit about the pairing with the pot roast that you told them it was going to be. So that kind of solves your problem. And then when your guests come over, they say, wow, this wine goes really well with this pot roast. How did you do that? Well, you just tell them you're brilliant. That's all. It's simple, easy enough. The tasting notes here on this Zinfandel say that it's a full-bodied Zin. And I have to agree with that. It's really very flavorful, kind of robust, if you will. A lot of good fruit, and it's very food-friendly. And I have to tell you, the choice of food that the chef put out, 2 different items for us to taste, that flatbread with chicken and that sweet drop peppers that I mentioned a little bit earlier. Believe it or not, that's the name of them. They're on the plate, and they are very, very good. So you might want to search it out when you go to your produce section the next time. Again, it's called a sweetie drop pepper. It's a red pepper, small, tiny, but it's very, very tasty. And then we also had a flat iron steak. Now, how bad can that possibly be? You can put that on your grill, put that on a skillet. You can put that in the oven. You can do almost anything with it. But flat iron steak along with a little roasted red peppers. Now, there's people that ask me constantly about roasted peppers because a lot of recipes call for roasted, and generally it's red peppers, but it could be more. In fact, let's talk a little bit about peppers, and then we'll talk about fixing them. Number one, how many different colors of bell peppers are there? Well, that's a pretty good question, and most people say 3. I have to tell you, there are 5. Different colors, some you've probably never seen before, one of which is black. There is black peppers. There is also white bell peppers. And, of course, there's the red and the green that we're all pretty much familiar with, and a yellow. So it could either be 5 or 6 different peppers, and they all taste pretty close to the same with the exception of the green bell pepper. Now, I don't know about you, but I grew up, like I think most of us did, eating green bell peppers. We thought that was the only kind of bell pepper there was. What we didn't know is the reason we were eating it is because it's the cheapest damn pepper in the store. It's not ripe, and it's therefore inexpensive. And that's what our parents bought, our grandparents, or whoever was buying the food for you to get served. Is bell peppers green. So that's the last choice we have now that we know better. We like red, we like yellow, we like anything but green, green being our last choice for bell peppers. But I just want to talk about roasting a bell pepper also. You can take your gas stove, if you have it, turn one of the burners on, and just literally lay the bell pepper right on the gas burner. Yes, it's going to char, and that's what you want it to do. It's not going to burn up. It's just going to think it is. And don't have the heat temperature on high. Have it on medium, and it'll actually char the bell pepper. But now there's 4 sides to that bell pepper. So you char one side and give it a quarter of a turn, and char that one, quarter of a turn, char that one, quarter of a turn and char that one, and then take it off the stove and put it in a bowl or in a plastic bag. And if you put it in a bowl, put plastic coating over the top to kind of seal in the heat. And what you want it to do is to allow that heat to separate the skin that's burnt or charred from the bell pepper. And then it just peels right off. Do not peel the char off underwater. And the reason you don't want to do it is you ruin all the flavor and taste. It all goes away when you just rinse it off. Don't do that. Do it by hand. Just rinse, you know, take it right off of there, and there's no problem. Then you can cut it up or put it into a charge, whatever you think is best based on how you're going to serve it. But that's the best way to handle bell pepper. And to stay away from the green as your last choice, only because it is the most unripe flavor, that you happen to know that. Okay. So we're going to have to go to a break again. When we come back, we're going to talk about number three. We've talked about the Zinfandel, the 2015, but we're going to talk about the third wine, which is a 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon.
This is today's Entertainment Answer. Looking for some reality TV for the entire family? American Ninja Warrior returns to Philadelphia's Richmond Power Plant for the city finals. The top 30 ninjas from the qualifying round will face an even tougher obstacle course, which includes the brand new Captain's Wheel. Competitors taking on the course include Najee Richardson and Michelle Warnke.
Warnke holds a place in history as just the second woman to make it up the warped wall.
Again, American Ninja Warrior on NBC. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Destination, South Point, 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, racebooks, sportsbooks, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates, unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time. We're talking about the Cabernet Sauvignon that we're pairing with a beautiful food I'll tell you about in just a moment. But this Cabernet Sauvignon comes to us from Paso Robles. And what we have in the bottle here was grown in 2015. And you need to know that the year that's on the bottle is the year that the grapes were grown. It's not the year that the juice was put in a bottle, which a lot of people think. It's the actual year that the grapes were grown. So if they were grown and you know, and you picked them in November or October of 2015, and you didn't get into a bottle until 2016 because of one reason or another, the grape would have a 2015 year on the label, not 2016. Make sense? Now you know, in case you weren't sure. This is a nice full-bodied Cabernet. I think it's pretty tasty. It's not very expensive either, which is a detriment in some cases. It's only about, it's only about $20 a bottle. And for a good Cabernet, you're used to spending anywhere from $28 to $40. So for $20, you're doing very, very well with this Cabernet. And again, it's Robert Hall, 2015 Cabernet Sauvignon from Paso Robles, California. Very nice. And the chef has done something I thought that was pretty good. He made some what he calls campfire pot roast and gravy. Now, that sounds a little bit like down home, doesn't it? Pot roast and gravy to go along with this Cabernet Sauvignon. How bad can that possibly be? And then to top it off, his second choice is a mini white chocolate chip brownie. Holy cow. Now, you got dessert and everything else. How much more could you expect for something here on Wines du Jour at the Lazy Dog Restaurant? Very good food choices. Very nice pairings. All three of the wines this evening, I think, are very, very good and very reasonable. And let me kind of go over that real quick since we have a couple minutes to spare. The first wine we had was the Rosé, which was a combination of Syrah, Grenache, Cinsault, Mourvèdre, and Concis. Those different varietals, those five different varietals. And it's very deep pink color, nice strawberry flavor, 2017, and it retails for about $14 with 13% alcohol. Very nice, very food friendly, very good. Our second wine was a 2015 Robert Hall, Paso Robles, California, Zinfandel. And boy, I have to tell you, very nice. It's almost 100%. It's 92% Zinfandel with 8% of Syrah. And I think that the two together made something very, very tasty. And I thought it went very well with the food. And it's $18 a bottle. I think I mentioned that. And then 2015 was our third one that we're tasting now. And that's the Robert Hall of Paso Robles, California, Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 14% alcohol, which is very reasonable for a nice quality Cabernet, and it retails for about $20 a bottle, which is very light for Cabernet. So, you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. Thanks for listening to Wines is Your Food and Wine Radio Show here at Lazy Dog Restaurant. Wines is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time at this very same station. So we're always looking for more people to listen to the show, so be sure and tell them to tune in. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, you can log on to my personal website, leskinkade.com, for all my current updates and listen to any of our previous broadcasts 24/7. I want to thank Lazy Dog Restaurant for being my guest today. I also want to thank my broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work.